Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child are the co-authors of the famed Pendergast series, including the first two books in the Helen trilogy, Fever Dream and Cold Vengeance. Preston and Child are also the authors of the Gideon Cruise series. Their books Relic and The Cabinet of Curiosities were chosen by readers in an NPR poll as being among the 100 greatest thrillers ever written. Now Preston and Child bring us Two Graves, the conclusion to the Helen trilogy featuring popular character Agent Pendergast. It's a great pleasure to welcome Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child back to the program. Thank you very much for being with us, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Actually, it's just Lincoln here. Doug would love to be around, but there are technical difficulties preventing him from being for this interview.
Okay, so it's...
You have to deal with me.
See, I went through this...
Before we begin, I have to take umbrage of that crack about New Jersey bedbugs a minute ago. there are no... I live in New Jersey, and I also have a house in Manhattan. And
yes.
There are no bedbugs in New Jersey. Not a one. The atmosphere is too toxic here for bedbugs to survive in.
I was thinking, I would think traveling around and doing this book tour thing that you would undoubtedly have hotel horror stories.
Well, yes, but the horror story that I really want to talk about is Two Graves.
Okay, all right, well, that makes sense. At what point did you decide you wanted to end the series? I mean, was it always in the intention that this would be a trilogy and you would... that it would have a logical conclusion.
We decided in this trilogy to really make things personal for Agent Pendergast. He's this FBI agent who solves serial murders. He's this albino who knows kung fu and is a multimillionaire and drives a Rolls Royce. And we decided, it's time to bring it home to him. People have to complain that he's just too perfect. It's too easy for him. And so we really made this trilogy personal. In the opening book, Fever Dream, Pendergast learns that his beloved wife, who's been dead 12 years, supposedly from a hunting accident, he finds out was actually murdered. And so he embarks on a crusade to learn what happens. And by the end of the second book in the series, which is called Cold Vengeance, he actually finds she's still alive. And he manages to rendezvous with her, only to have her kidnapped and spirited away. So the opening of our new book, Two Graves, he embarks on this furious, trek to try to save her and bring her back from the captors. And that's how the story opens. And it's the title itself is very plangent. It really cues to the story. There's an old Confucian saying, when you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. And there are two graves in this book, one dug at the beginning and one dug at the end. And I can't tell you who's placed in those graves, but it's a real thrill ride and it's a real shocker. And I think that if Doug and I knew just how much, how many surprises and how rough the ride was going to be at the beginning, we may not have undertaken writing this trilogy.
It is it's a great book. It is one of those things that once you get a hold of, you just can't put it down for a long time. You just rip through it, and it's wonderful read. So the writing process, and I've talked to the two of you about this before, but the fact that there's two of you sort of actively writing this is fascinating to me. So when you talk about these twists and turns and what you expected it to be and what it ended up being, so do you surprise each other in the sense of, you'll say, okay, here you go, here's what I've done, top that?
Yes, constantly, but it's not like, a peeing contest.
No, not at all.
But what it is someone will say, hey, I had this idea, what if we make this twist? And the other person will say, wow, that's fantastic, or no, that's just too over the top. And we'll have an argument about it. And whoever yells the loudest tends to win because they have the strength of their convictions, And that's the great thing about having two authors involved is you have twice as many ideas to come to the table. And you may have a certain fixed view of where the story's going, or the other person comes out of left field and says, what if we make this twist right here? And you'll say, that's a stroke of genius. Okay, let's do that. And so I think the readers have the benefit of two people with their thinking caps on, and they're writing it 110%, and so it just makes the stories that much more exciting because you have you have that many more ideas on the table to choose from and figure out what story is going to be the most satisfying, the most surprising, you know, the most rewarding to our readers as a reading experience.
The name of the new novel is Two Graves. It is published by Grand Central. Lincoln Child is with us. Give our best to Douglas Preston. Sorry that we missed out, but a delight to talk to you, and best of luck talking about the book, and it's a pleasure to have you with us once again.
Thanks so much for having me on.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book, Two Graves. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.